The Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame is brought to you by FedEx, Administaff, and Palo Alto Software. This is a 2009 copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third straight year.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging around with us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com or jimblasingame.com or jbsba.com. And you can find my blog at jimsblog.biz, or it's on the homepage of all those other websites I just gave you. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and I hope you'll also subscribe to my blog, which comes every week if you subscribe. You can go there and check it out whenever you want, but if you want us to send it to you, we can have it right there on your desktop every day, Monday through Friday at least. So check that out when you get a chance. And by the way, it's not a blog like any other blog you've ever seen. This is a multimedia blog. Sounds pretty important, doesn't it? Rob Jalas is all over our site. He's all over our blog whenever he joins us. He's a very important member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Customer-Centered Selling, which is one of the best books on selling I've ever seen. He's also the author of How to Run Seminars and Workshops and his brand new book, which we've launched on this show fairly recently, The Way of the Road Warrior. Rob Jalas, welcome back to the show.
Hello, good to be back.
It's good to have you back, and it's almost like a dream come true, Rob. And I know it is for you, right? That's what you were going to say, right?
Absolutely, particularly getting a Jim Blasingame blog. I have to sign up now.
That's right. I'll tell you, wait till after we're off the air, or I'll show you during the break how to do it. Hey, Rob, what you got for us today?
Well, I want to talk about that book that just launched, because I thought it was going to launch in one day. It's actually launching over about a 3 or 4 week period of time, and November 1st is a big day for it. And I'd love to talk about this Way of the Road Warrior and some of the lessons in business from people that put a couple million miles in the air.
What have you learned from those people, you being one of them?
I've learned to be, that's a great question, and we could spend a half hour on that one, but if you want the condensed version, I think I'd answer it this way. I've learned to be a lot more observant, and when I say that, I mean that I have to observe how much time I'm spending on the road, and when I'm on the road, some of these chance occurrences, these meetings, sometimes a conversation with a cab driver will teach me more if I have my ears open than the CEO I'm about to meet with in a half hour.
Right.
And you have to almost condition your mind to listen and hear it, because it's there all the time.
Well, you sound like me, because I'll tell you, I think that the human connections that we make, wherever we make them, whomever we make them with, are important. And like you say, I mean, you probably got as many cab driver anecdotes to tell as you have CEO anecdotes that you picked up over the years.
And I think the cab ones might be better.
probably are more sincere, probably. But no, I agree. It's all about paying attention, isn't it?
Well, yeah. You know, I got this one quote. I quote a lot of people every now and then, because I'm to be pompous just a little bit. I like quoting me, and I got this. I thought this.
Well, I often quote you, Rob.
I hope not on the show. But I was taking a red eye. I think I was delirious, but I finally figured out the definition of wisdom, and I define it this way. And this is what the book backs up. Wisdom consists of three things. It consists of success, failure, and a conscious knowledge of the lessons learned from each. Mm-hmm. So if you show me a guy who's been nothing but successful, I'm envious, but I'm not so sure I would consider them wise.
No, I agree.
If you show me somebody who's done nothing but fail, same thing. Show me somebody that not only's got a bit of both, but can explain why they were successful,
right,
and why they failed. And that comes back to observing again.
And especially the person who has probably learned more from their failures. Now, I agree with you. I've said, and I've written about this, Rob, that the harness made of success must be failure if you're going to sustain it.
Sure. just don't fail for the same reason twice, and that
right.
means figure out why you failed so that you can, so you won't repeat it. Figure out why you succeeded so you will repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I mean in terms of condition yourself to analyze what you're doing and not just blindly go through it.
Well, and also, as you know, Rob, nobody goes all the way through their life without some failure. And you and I have both met people who seem to have kissed the Blarney Stone, and they just, you know, it just seems like life just comes right up and kisses them right on the mouth every time they turn around. And, you know, they're already well into their 40s, and they've never had any kind of setbacks. I actually have worried about those people because I don't know how they're going to react when the ultimate thing does happen, and which happens to all of us, and we all have our setbacks. I'm going to get you to comment on that when we come back right after these messages. Robert L. Jolles, J-O-L-L-E-S, is our guest and our good friend, the author of the brand new book right now, just out on the newsstands, out in the bookstores, The Way of the Road Warrior. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back at 17 till. That's Chicago in the background. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rob Jolles is here too. We're talking about what he's learned and what caused him to create this new work of his, The Way of the Road Warrior, Lessons in Business and Life from the Road Most Traveled. Rob, the book's available wherever fine books are sold.
Everywhere, yeah. As a
and a couple of places where the books are not so fine, maybe?
Yeah, this is a nice one right now. This release is getting into the smaller bookstores, as well as the big bookstores and online stores, of course.
Yeah.
But also they're starting to put them out in the airports, which was a big deal for us, obviously.
Oh, yeah. This is an automatic airport book.
Well, you'd think so, but I had no idea how this publishing world works. Actually, there's a little bit of extra income that goes to those airports to carry books. So
it's a rude world, the book business.
It's a very rude world. Who gets the window and who gets the shelf and
who gets out
and who doesn't.
That's exactly right. Now, give us your own website, please.
Well, I got a couple of them, by the way. Of course, jolles.com is my website. But I launched a website for this particular book as well, which is a website I'm very proud of. It's called wayoftheroadwarrior.com.
Okay.
And on that you'll find my simple little blog that I'm trying to emulate you and just let people know what's going on. But also what I like about it is there's a message board and a place where road warriors can submit stories and see helpful links on their travel questions or concerns and just travel tips and things like that.
Rob, I was on the airplane recently with somebody who told me that he spent 250 nights a year in somebody else's bed. I have traveled a lot in the past, not that much, and I do a little nowadays, but certainly not nearly that much. What do you have to say to? And there are a lot of folks out there, business owners who travel that much. A lot of their salespeople, their executives traveling. You know, quite a few. I mean, even 100 nights a year it can be a killer. How do you manage all that in a life too?
Okay. And by the way, I really appreciate that question because I want you to know that I didn't want to write a book that necessarily lectured people on how to get your bags on board or how to find a cheap airline ticket. There's plenty of that out there. But Jim, nobody talks about the question that you just asked.
The humanity.
Right. What do you tell the guy who's out 200 nights a year? I'm not a hypocrite. I've got 2 million miles in the air. I've been on the road for 22 years. However, I have written a lot about that, and in a sense, that's the darker side of this book, which is what that type of travel does to families, does to the children or the significant others. How many soccer games are we missing, and plays and events with our children? So to answer your question, I feel for that person. I feel badly for that person. In the book, I've actually laid out kind of a strategy of how to manage it and move through it. But the biggest thing I have to tell you is that I really hope more road warriors wake up and realize that there are alternatives to being out 200 and 250 nights a year.
What are those?
Well, one of the alternatives is I went to AA's website and looked at the patterns of addiction.
Yeah.
And one of the ways is to recognize that that's a problem. A lot of people won't.
Mm-hmm.
Even I didn't. In my book, you'll read journal entries from me, how proud I am, because although I'm away a lot, when I'm home, I get to the bus stop with my children. Now, the other 5 nights a week when they don't see me doesn't seem to be such a big deal. That's a person who's not really acknowledging that there's a problem. And once there is a problem, there's so many ways to work around it. First of all, leave the golf clubs at home. I can tell you guys that are out 200 nights a year, or women, men or women, typically are so they actually love the road so much that they're out an extra day in the beginning to play golf, and they're hanging around for the dinner at Morton's. When you find the real road warriors out there, you find them clipping those trips, which means
right.
I'm not extending this 1 minute.
Right.
Getting in, I'm doing my job, and
well,
I'm getting
those
out.
Guys have different priorities than you do.
Well, I hope this book wakes up some of these people, because one day you wake up and you realize maybe that wasn't the best priority.
Mm-hmm. Is all of it worth it? Is the travel and you know, whatever success you have, is it worth it to be on the road that much and whatever it is that you're missing, that you're giving up?
Well, I hope, that's why I say, I love my sales books and I love my seminar book. But this book is very special to me because it speaks to that in detail. And as I said, I am a road warrior. I'm not a hypocrite. I just want to talk to people about waking up and being smart about it. And that means sometimes you may have to develop an exit strategy. But these times do slip away.
Has technology helped the road warrior?
A great deal, Jim, and that's what I mean. It's not just leaving the golf clubs home or developing an exit strategy. Use the technology. I'm not ashamed to tell you that I've watched a couple of extreme home makeovers, which is my daughter's favorite show, with our cell phones on.
Right.
And I'm in my hotel room, but we talk during the whole show. And you know what? We are on a family plan. That call doesn't cost me a penny.
Right.
So yeah.
Another thing is web presentations,
mm-hmm.
and the way people feel differently about receiving and evaluating a proposal these days. When we come back, we're going to take a break in a few seconds, Rob. And when we come back, you and I both grew up in an age and were framed by the same people who basically said you never, ever, ever send a proposal to your customers and prospects. You have to always take it to them and hold it in your hands. Don't even let them take it out of your hands and present it to them. You turn the pages. You show them what you got. Well, in the 21st century, things have changed. And we're going to talk about that with Rob Jealous right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Dire Straits to take us out. Back, it's 7-2. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you folks, this is Halloween. You're going to have all the little munchkins roaming around the neighborhoods tonight, so please be careful. Please watch out for the little guys. Go drive half as fast in the neighborhoods, especially, as you would have otherwise, and watch out for the little guys, and hope all the little munchkins have a good time out there tonight. Rob Jealous is our guest, and you got a little munchkin that's going to be going out tonight yourself, don't you, Rob?
Yeah, I've got a little 12-year-old. We're right on the We're getting to the edge of it, but she can't wait. We're sending out a cowgirl tonight.
I got a couple of little Incredibles who are going to come to see me tonight. My grandson's looking forward to that. Rob, you and I both were Xeroids. We're former Xerox employees, and I was I'm a little longer in the tooth than you, so I was there a little earlier than you. But when I was there, they taught me. They were one of the companies who taught me when you give a proposal, you never ever mail it. You never send it. You don't phone it in. You take it to them. You don't even let them take it from you. You hold it in your hand, and you turn the pages. You have to be in control of that proposal presentation. And I still think that's a good idea. But in the 21st century, it may not always be necessary or prudent. What do you think?
It's a really tough question because I still agree with the old technology. It just comes in conflict with the message that we're putting out today, which is trying to keep people off the road. I was fortunate, Jim, when I sold for Xerox, I was in Washington, D.C. My road warrior traveling consisted of about 3.5 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
So I really didn't have to experience what some of the other Xeroids who were in more rural areas and were had a territory of hundreds of miles,
right,
where they really had to get in and out.
I had up to 7 counties when I was with Xerox.
Right. See, and so you really were actually more on the road than me. In my profession, I give seminars for a living, so I can't hand that out. I've got to be there. And I do know that to this day, the numbers still show us that you're going to have a much greater chance of making that sale if you're there than if you mail it. So,
but if people, yeah. but the thing is, I will tell you, Rob, I've done a lot of business in the last several years in the business I'm in right now, and I've gotten a lot of proposals accepted, and I have to say, I don't think I've delivered one of them in person because that's not how my customers wanted it delivered. They actually wanted me to email it to them. The technology has improved, so I can do a better job. I can send a lot better proposal. And there also is the capability now, Rob, where you can present it to them. You can be in control of it by using the Internet.
Yeah. And I'm by the way, most of my speaking proposals are done by email. However, I'm on the phone with that person for hours. Getting the specs and requirements, so I'm not just littering the email with proposals.
But 10 years ago, you would have had to have taken that proposal to them.
Absolutely. Yeah. The proposals are a little bit different for me. My work is really has to be face-to-face, but my selling of my work certainly can be, the technology can be used, and I've used webcasts, and I've used, I send out emails all the time with proposals, but we're at the one-yard line when I send that proposal
mm-hmm.
out.
But wouldn't you agree, though, if we're trying to help road warriors to be successful, they still have to deal with customers, you know, on the other side of the world, other side of the country, maybe across the state. They still got to deal with those customers. We're not going to change that part of it. But don't you agree that technology has really given us some of our nights back?
Absolutely. And it really has. And you want to know something else, Jim? Not only has technology given us a lot of time back, but if these road warriors, that guy, let's start with that guy you spoke about 20 minutes ago, Mr. 200 or 250 night a year.
Right.
I'm betting you we could shave a third of those nights out if he just economizes his travel a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, Jim, these road warriors like travel more than like being at home. And that's where I come back to say, much like an addiction, first step is to acknowledge you have a problem.
Right. You know, I had never thought about it like that in those terms because I, like you, would rather have been at home. But I think you're right. I think there are people who it's sort of like it's the action, isn't it, that they like?
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's fun. It's a rock star existence. How about getting picked up by a limo and being sent to a hotel and any meal that you'd like? It's a nice existence. And sometimes it's tougher changing the diapers and cleaning the dishes and getting squawked at by your spouse. But that's life. That's what we signed up for.
Yeah, and especially as you said earlier, if we can take the clubs, that helps to, that increases the allure of the addiction. Rob, give us the website for the new book, please.
WayOfTheRoadWarrior.com.
Look for it in your bookstores. Look for it in the airports, folks. It's got Rob's facing the pointy end of a looks like a 767, and it's lessons in business and life from the road most travel. Rob, thanks for being here today. Good job as always.
Been a pleasure. Thank
we'll see you next time. Congratulations on the book, by the way. It's launching right now, folks. So I hope you'll check it out. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and all you road warriors out there too. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
The Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame is brought to you by FedEx, Administaff, and Palo Alto Software. This is a 2009 copyrighted production intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without the prior written consent of Small Business Network, Inc. is prohibited. All rights reserved.